What dwelling? Tell me, the indestructible body. And why do we lament now? Because that is far superior. And he refers to it from heaven, because of its indestructibility. It's not certain that a body will descend to us from above, but through this phrase he alludes to the grace which is delivered from there. We should be so far from being upset by these temporary trials that we should instead desire them in their entirety, as if he said, "Are you complaining that you are persecuted, that your body is decaying? Complain that it is not being pushed to the limit and that it doesn't entirely perish." Do you see how he's reversed what was said? Having shown that they should lament that these things were not done entirely, because they were done partially, they lamented. Therefore, from now on, he doesn't call it a tent, but a house, and with good reason. Indeed, a tent is easily dismantled, but a house remains forever.